Today's gospel is one of my favorites in the scriptures. It's such a dramatic story. We have Simon Peter, who's the leader of the apostles, and he's just doing his own thing. He's washing his nets out along the shore of the lake. He just spent the whole night fishing, and he had nothing to show for it. So if you're a fisherman, you can maybe relate to this a little bit, having nothing to show for your efforts. So we can imagine that Simon Peter is not in the best of spirits, that he was tired, aware that he worked a fruitless night, that he'll take nothing home to his family, that he has nothing to show for his efforts. Probably he just wanted to go home and go to bed. But then a man, quite boldly, we could say, gets into his boat. And this is a pretty dramatic moment. It would be like somebody just getting into your car. And then, as if that wasn't bold enough, this man who just got into his boat starts giving orders. So he says, let's go out a short distance from shore so that I can speak to the crowds. So Peter takes him out just into shallow water, and from there Jesus addresses the crowd that had gathered along the shoreline. But then, when he's finished with that, he turns to Simon and says something even more bold. He says, now go out into the deep water and lower your nets for catch. And this is where we could expect Simon to lose his patience a little bit with this stranger, because Simon's a professional fisherman. So if there were fish to catch at that hour in the morning, he would not be washing out his nets. He would be out there fishing. But amazingly, and perhaps against his better judgment, Simon decides to obey the command of Jesus. He maybe didn't even know why he was obeying the command of Jesus. It was just, he just had this sense about this strange man who was with him. Simon goes out into deep water. He puts his nets into the lake, and the fish slam into the nets. And so now Simon is bringing the nets back up into his boat. His boat is filling with fish. He has to call the boat over of his partners, James and John. Their boat fills with fish. They're worried that both boats are going to sink because there's so much fish in them. And this is when Peter recognizes the holiness and the otherness of the man who's in his boat. And he falls to his knees and says, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. Yet Jesus doesn't depart. He doesn't go anywhere. He simply says, do not be afraid. And then he says something very strange. Now, from now on, you will be catching men. So, a really powerful story for a number of reasons. I mean, it's so dramatic, but it also dramatically illustrates the difference between our life without Jesus and our life with Jesus. And so this is maybe the overarching symbol of this story, is that when Peter is laboring on his own, his life doesn't bear fruit. But as soon as he begins to follow the commands of the other, of Jesus, then his life becomes fruitful. And not just like a little bit fruitful. I mean, the boat is about to sink fruitful. There's abundance that Jesus brings into his life simply because Simon started to do what Jesus was asking him to do. There are a few things in this story that I think are really helpful for in thinking about our spiritual life and in our life with God. So maybe three things that we can take away from it. The first thing it's really important for us to know is that God calls sinners. We see this not only in our gospel, we also see this in our first reading today from Isaiah. Isaiah has this very powerful experience in the temple, an experience of God like like Peter in the boat, he also is filled with this sense of the otherness and the strangeness and the majesty of God right before him. And so what does Isaiah do? He says, I'm doomed. I have unclean lips. I live among a people with unclean lips. That's just code for I'm a sinner. So Isaiah feels this sense that he is a sinner. Peter too confesses as soon as the fish start filling the boat. He says, "Leave me, Lord. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinful man." Jesus calls sinners, and it's very important for us to see that Jesus doesn't wait until Peter is a holy person before entering into his life. God didn't wait until Isaiah was a holy person before he entered in his life. Probably the best example of this in all of the scriptures is actually St. Paul, who we heard from in our second reading. St. Paul was actively persecuting Christians when suddenly he has this overwhelming experience of God. It knocks him off his horse. And then Paul starts to become, as Paul follows the commands of Jesus, as he gets to know this person, Jesus, in his life more and more, well, then he becomes the saint that he ends up to be. But he didn't start out as a saint, just like Peter didn't start out as a saint. God called them while they were yet sinners. And then they said yes to Jesus' invitation, started, let him in the boat, started walking with him. And what happens along the process? Well, they become holy then. They become the saints that they were. This is exactly what God wants to do in our life. So I think we can have this sense that, like, I can't have a relationship, or God's not going to want a relationship with me until I turn my life around. It's actually the opposite's true. I can't turn around my life unless I have God in my life. So that's why God doesn't wait till we're holy before knocking on the door and asking for entrance into our life and into our heart. He does that while we're a sinner, so that through the grace that he wants to give us and the relationship he wants to have with us, he can start to move things, change things. We can start to be converted, start to become the holy person, the saint whom God wants us to be. So that's the first really important thing we learn from this story, that the saint starts out as a sinner. And it's the sinner whom God calls and then helps him to start to give up that sin and to become holy. Second really important thing, I think, has to do with another symbol in this passage, which is that Peter and Jesus start out in the shallow water of the lake, and then Jesus doesn't want to stay in the shallows, but he asks Peter to bring him out into deep water. So that's very symbolic of what God wants to do with us too in our life with him. He doesn't want to stay in the shallow water with us. In other words, he doesn't want us to have a shallow relationship with him. We know what it's like to have shallow relationship with other people. We know what that's like. Our acquaintances, the people in our life that we kind of keep at an arm's distance, or we don't let all the way in. We might have fun with those people. They might be drinking buddies, or we might play cards with those people, but we don't have a relationship with them of depth. And sometimes that's what our relationship with God can be like too, if we just go through the motions in our relationship with him. Maybe once in a while throwing up a prayer here or there, merely fulfilling our obligation to attend Mass on Sunday. But God actually wants something much more with us. He wants a deep relationship with us. A married couple isn't satisfied in their marriage if they have a shallow relationship, if they stay in the shallows. But a married couple finds great fulfillment and joy and peace and challenge in their relationship as they go deeper with that person, which means as they're sharing their joys, as they're sharing their sorrows, as they're sharing the desires in their heart, as they share their faith with one another. That's when a couple, they grow more and more in love. But staying in the shallows isn't very fulfilling, and God certainly doesn't want our relationship with him to be a shallow one, which is why Jesus brings Peter out into the deep so they can have a relationship of depth. And then the third thing we see is that it's in the context of that deep relationship with Jesus that Peter gets his mission. So where do we see Peter getting his mission? Well, it's in these very strange words that Jesus says to him once they're in the deep waters. Jesus says to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you'll be catching men." So what in the world does Jesus mean by that? Well, he means that Simon's mission is going to be to cease being a fisherman of fish, and now he's going to become a fisher of men. So he's going to be doing the same thing with people that he was doing with fish. So what does a fisherman do? Well, they use bait to attract a fish in order to hook it and bring it in to use it according to their own purposes. Well, that's exactly what God wants to do with us. How does God do that? Well, he has to attract us to him somehow so that he can hook us and reel us in and enjoy us in this life and in the next life. How does God do that? Well, he uses Christians to attract people to Christ. That's how the church grows. That's the only way the church can grow, is by people being attracted to the Lord through the witness of Christians, by which God can then hook them and reel them in. So that was Peter's job, was to get out of the boat now, as much as he probably loved it there, but to get out of the boat and to go now on mission, to tell people about Jesus, to heal people, to forgive sins. He would do that eventually as a priest and as a bishop. But what's important for us to see is that mission only comes about in the context of the deep waters, meaning the deep relationship with the Lord. If we want to know what we're supposed to do in life, or even if we want to know what we're supposed to do in this particular situation, or you have this problem in your life, you don't know how to fix it, you don't know how to solve it. Sometimes we can spend so much time with our minds spinning, trying to figure out how to solve our problems. Or even just to think, well, what's next in my life? Lord, do you want me to stay in this career? Or what's my vocation? The answer is not to try to figure it out ourselves. The answer is to go out into the deep with Jesus, where he's going to show us. He's going to tell us. But not until we have that deep relationship with him. Not until we're in the deep with him. When I was vocation director, this is something that I'd often tell men and women who are discerning their vocation, that the most important thing is not that they just keep asking the question to the Lord, but that they are trying to grow in a deep relationship with him. Because once they're in a deep relationship with him, he's going to reveal it. And they're not going to have to figure it out. He's going to reveal it to them. So in our life too, Jesus invites us out into the deep so that he can send us out on mission. And every single one of us has one. So today, brothers and sisters, we're so blessed because the same strange and wonderful man who had the command of all the fish in the lake, that same one who showed up in Peter's boat, shows up this morning at St. Pius in Glencoe, Minnesota. It's him. It's the same person. It's Jesus himself shows up. He wants to get in our boat today. He also wants us to let him get in our boat. And then once in our boat, he doesn't just want to stay in the shallows. He wants to bring us out into the deep, into a deep relationship with him. From there, he's going to give us a mission. So let's ask the Lord today to help us always to follow his command, to help us leave behind that fruitless life that we can have when we aren't following the commands of Jesus, trying to do everything ourselves and according to our own wisdom. Let's ask the Lord today to always help us to let him lead us following his commands so that finally our lives too may be fruitful.